So about a minute and a half ago, I may have spilled an entire full glass of water all over my equipment and floor. But it was so close to the start of the show that I was like, I can't clean it up because I got to start the show because Colby doesn't know how, apparently.
I can press a fucking button.
You didn't know. I asked you. I said, do you know how? And you said, I don't.
You could have told me the buttons to press.
So I got to go clean up the water. So.
Yeah, this is better. This is better than just, I don't know, starting 2 minutes late. This is much fucking better. Thanks, friend. Thanks, non-existent co-host. You know what? Two could play this fucking game. Two could play this game, friend. There you go. How you doing, Link? Ah! Isn't it funny that he has to clean up the shit on the floor like a slave? Look at him. Look at him. That's probably inappropriate. Get to working! Crack the whip! Ah! You broke him, man. I don't think he's supposed to be that
dickless.
I don't know.
You can't move your leg, dude?
He looks... No, I'd move in very small inch steps. God, you messed up. Is that a Canadian one?
You're Canadian!
How's it going, man? Is there a lot of water?
It's a lot of water, dude.
Oh, cool.
32 ounces.
Why so much water?
On the screen, can you see it dripping?
Yeah, you can see it dripping. Okay, how do you avoid getting the foil into your mouth?
A glass, probably.
Maybe?
Yeah.
That's dumb.
You gotta explain what you mean to our audio listeners?
No, they just get to figure out what I meant by that.
My glasses wipes are all wet, dude.
That table probably needed to be cleaned anywho, so...
What do you mean, dude? This table is beautiful!
I don't know what I mean, man. What do I mean?
It's not gross, if that's what you're implying.
Nope, not at all.
I feel like that's what you were implying.
When's the last time you wiped that table down? What, to read?
Understand that joke?
Nope.
But that is a high quality joke.
And yeah, man, I pulled that shit out.
It took me a second to get that joke.
I know it did. Oh shit!
Can you see me slaving still?
Just barely.
Okay.
Just barely.
Like
yeah.
Cinderella, dude.
Oh man.
That's good.
I think you're fine.
Okay, I gotta go fill up my water.
Okay.
I spilled it.
Take your time, sir.
Take my time, okay.
Yeah, we used to have this old podcast that we used to do, that we used to do the production for. We had two other people doing the actual talking on the podcast, but it was called What to Read. And his little side table right here is the table that we bought from somewhere cheaply.
It's a nice little table.
For the set, because it was technically a video podcast. And it has survived 12 years.
I mean... Where did we buy that? Because we bought it specifically for What to Read.
I think maybe Target?
That sounds right.
Something cheap.
It's nice, though.
I knew it was cheaper.
I mean, it's nice.
Yeah, it's apparently survived 12 years.
I mean...
Good piece of furniture.
It is a good piece of furniture. I didn't really think about it, but... This might be the only piece of furniture that's actually survived.
Probably. Piece of equipment, too.
What did we have in that set?
You still have the old Mac Mini?
Yes, it's in a box.
Does it still work?
I would assume it turns on, yeah. Hmm. I mean, I was using it at the Duo Studio in Manhattan. That's what ran our sound clip, so...
I mean,
it did that.
That might survive.
But that was 3 years ago. That was 4 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, 4 years ago. You know, I've been back here for 4 years.
No.
You know what's crazy is I've almost been back here as long as I lived in Manhattan.
That's scary.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah,
that doesn't feel right, dude.
No, it doesn't. That's too long.
It doesn't feel right. At all. It feels wrong somehow.
So do I look like dead?
No, you look pretty good today, man.
Yeah.
I think it's a fancy shirt. What exactly is Rise, by the way?
It's some Canadian workout.
Okay.
Apparel company.
Why Canadian matter?
This YouTuber I watched is sponsored by him, and he's Canadian.
Okay.
And it looked cool.
So you bought it from a sponsored YouTuber?
Yeah.
Dude, this foil is stupid. I am with you. fully on board.
Yeah, I don't get it. There's no point.
Why is there foil?
It's supposed to be fancy, I guess. I don't know. It's just a hindrance.
You gotta, like, pick it off, dude. It's stupid.
We're drinking Modelo again.
Stupid, dude.
I'm a basic-ass white bitch.
I don't like it.
I don't like it.
It just creates waste.
Well, are you deep throating the bottle, or can you just put your lips on?
Better?
Sure.
Why are you staring at it now?
Oh, I was just waiting for it to, like,
it ain't gonna do that, dude. It respects me.
It respects me.
Why did Britt put in chat, it's because of the water?
Oh, I drank water last night. I drank 12 beers last night.
Okay. So she's saying because you also drank water?
I am not as hungover as I would have been if I didn't.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I think you look pretty good.
I still feel
good. I mean, I'm sure the water does help. Don't get me wrong. Water is important, especially when you're drinking. But I think at this point, you're just a pro hangover guy.
No.
You are on this show, at least.
No, I was, I was a little hungover Friday.
There's only two options here. Either one, you're pro hangover on Sunday. You can handle it like a champion.
Mm-hmm.
Or two, I have become so complacent in your badness that I don't even notice you suck.
I'm leaning more towards that one.
I mean, I can't say one or the other because I don't notice it.
I'm leaning farther towards
but
that
But I
one.
Think unbiased, those are the only two options.
Yeah.
Because there is the third option, I think logically it would be you're not hungover. But we both know that is not true.
Yeah, no, I'm...
Yeah, I saw a picture of you on Facebook last night, which, you know, I might have to get back on Facebook. I'm not on Facebook anymore, but now that Not Nuova doesn't put anything up on Snapchat of your face, I'm starving for details of what you do on the weekend. Mm-hmm. And Chris was showing me a photo last night from some Facebook, I don't know whose it was, of a group photo of the 40 of you... Watching a fireworks show.
There was a lot.
You look like you're dead. You look like you'd rather be in Fallujah in a bomb shelter with Hitler.
In that group photo, I don't look that bad.
You look horrific.
I don't.
You do.
I thought that was a good photo of me.
I could probably try to pull it up. Was it on Brits? Do you know?
Yeah.
I could pull up just the photo so I don't dox you.
Yeah, it's right here.
Well, and right there doesn't help the viewing audience.
I look fine.
You think that's fine?
Yeah, man. I look great. I mean, everyone else is doing like, well, at least I don't look as bad as that dude.
Well, that's true. But saying I don't look the worst doesn't mean I'm not, I look good. Oh, we're not friends on Facebook, Blaze Champion and you.
Oh.
Wow, can't believe that you have completely disrespected Blaze Champion.
I don't know who that is.
You don't know Blaze Champion?
I don't know him.
He's my better alter ego. Mm-hmm. I wish that I legally could change my name to Blaze Champion because it's a better name.
No, it's not.
You know, you think my name is better than Blaze Champion?
Blaze Champion's terrible.
Okay, well, we'll agree to disagree. Okay, look, it's the very first photo that comes up on my Facebook. I haven't been on Facebook in a year. And there it is, dude. Your face. Right there, struggling to load. Okay, like, does anyone in this photo? Do they watch this show?
No.
Okay. Why is there an old lady?
That's Lizzie's mom.
Okay.
And then on the far right, that's Jordan's mom.
Over here.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
And then the lady standing next to the lady on the left is Taylor's mom. So Taylor.
Here.
Nope.
Here.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then right next to her is her daughter, Taylor, who posted the photo.
Who's this?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
I don't know.
But this is you.
That's me.
Why is Britt back there?
She was sitting down. I mean, okay, so we tried to recreate the photo from last year.
Oh, there was a photo from last year.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was in that exact same spot, and it was less of a group, and we were all sitting on that concrete thing.
Okay.
And so Britt was sitting, and then there was too many people to all sit.
Okay.
And so started standing, and then I decided to completely block her out.
I mean, you could see her head.
She's just a floating head.
She looks like she's like, don't forget me. You know, she just puts her head in there, you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that was last night.
Okay, who's this? Is that a baby?
That's Jordan's daughter.
Wait, Jordan has a daughter?
Yep.
How old is the daughter?
Five, six, seven, something around there.
Since when?
Since always? Well, since he was about 18, probably.
Not Lizzie's, right?
No.
And this is Lizzie?
Yeah.
You can't tell, you know?
Yeah, no way.
Because she literally is a walkie witness protection. Like, she changes her image every 3 days, okay? You can't figure it out.
That's funny. All
right, I'm going to zoom in now. You're telling me this face right here is the face of someone who looks happy to be there.
Yeah, I look happy.
Okay.
That's happier than
Let's just acknowledge some other photos. Smile, 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 idiot, smile, dead inside.
Well, is that inaccurate?
No, you're saying you're happy. You don't look happy.
That's as happy as it gets.
Even
man.
This dog is looking at you like, oh my God, dude.
That dog loves me.
Does he?
No, he fucking hates me. He hates everyone.
Oh my God,
that
dude.
That dog hates everyone that's not Lizzie and Jordan.
Well, did you have fun, man?
Yeah, I got really drunk.
Yeah, well, I knew that, but other than you drinking...
Pinella left at like 10:20.
Why? What time do the fireworks go off?
9:30.
So he left immediately after the fireworks?
Basically.
What did he have to do?
He was just tired.
Just tired?
Just tired.
Just tired like grandma?
Yeah, man. I don't know what he does. He just bought a house. Him and his parents just bought a house.
Well, of course he didn't buy it. He's unemployed.
He's not. He works for them.
Part-time.
I think full-time.
Does he? Okay, change.
Well...
Here, you want to buy a house someday, right?
Yeah.
So you've looked into the process?
No.
Okay, well, adults usually do. But
yeah,
what
I
you
don't.
Do is you go to a bank.
Mm-hmm.
You go, how much money can I make? Or how much money can I get approved for buy a house? And they go, what do? And
well,
you go, I work part-time at my parents' auto shop. They go, here's a tiny home from the mall.
Yeah,
you
but
know?
Then you're like, also, here is my parent who owns an auto shop.
Yes.
And their own home and can put all that
yes.
for collateral. And
yes.
then they're like, oh, money. Here
yes.
you go.
Yes.
Yes. I mean, that's what happened. But I mean, I did the same thing.
Is it a nice
car,
house? Do you know?
So. He showed me pictures of it. It's.
Where is it at?
Behind.
I want to dox him, but you know. Like,
yeah, it's like Central and Mays area.
That's a pretty nice area.
Yeah. The house does. It's like a one story with a bed or a basement, and it looks newly renovated inside. But
okay.
The outside, not so much.
What's more important to you, the outside or the inside of a house?
Probably the inside.
I mean, I would think so, right?
Yeah.
Of course, if you're not living it, the outside.
Yeah.
Because everyone's going to judge you by what it looks like on the outside.
Yep.
Hmm.
Yeah,
I think you got to make
three-bedroom house, man.
I think if you got to renovate one, you got to renovate the outside, because it's all about what other people think about you.
Yeah, but then what if you invite people inside?
Well, I don't have that problem.
Yeah, right.
So
I don't think he does either. So
right,
I don't know
no.
why he bought a three-bedroom fucking house.
Dude, he needs one for his bedroom, one for his studio.
That's going in the basement.
One.
Sex swings?
For his hidden gay sex room.
Mm-hmm.
His red room of pain.
Yep. And then a specific bedroom.
Storage room?
For Shia. Just
yeah,
in there.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is. It's like Shia's room, guest room, his room, studio downstairs.
I think so.
Yeah, he did. He bought a house. Well, yeah, he bought a house, Taylor. Yeah, he did. He did.
Yep.
Does it ever make you sad that he has a house and you don't?
No.
No?
Because now he has a mortgage payment that he's got to pay for the rest of his fucking life.
Well, yeah, but a mortgage payment's probably less than his rent.
It's more. He was paying $600 for his rented house, and now he's paying $800.
Oh, my God.
For the mortgage.
That's horrible.
Yeah, me and Britt split, like, $520.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, well... Okay.
Power to him, man. I don't know why he did it.
That's what he likes, dude. That's what he likes.
I don't know why he did it.
I ain't gonna knock it, but I'm gonna knock it a little. Because, you know. I'm not really gonna knock it.
Yeah, it's fine. Good decision, sure.
When you throw money into a fire, look, that's all relative, Taylor. Okay? Owning a house. Do you really ever own anything? because he really doesn't own it. He's just throwing money at a bank.
Yeah.
That's what he's doing.
But then he can use that money later to, you know, sell it. He has equity.
To what? Get another house that then he owes money to the bank forever?
Yeah.
It's not like he ever just gets to sit back and be like, wow, look at the money I make from this house. He's still just throwing money into nothing.
You could eventually pay it off.
Who does that?
My parents.
Okay, besides your parents who have lived in the same place for 475 years.
I think his parents probably. Which they want to move.
And then they'll owe money.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, his dad wants a house on a lake, man.
I think it's way more rare for someone to actually live in a house long enough to pay it off than it is for someone to move every 10 years.
Yeah.
And so what's the difference?
Once you find the place, then you settle down, man.
No one settles down, dude.
Are you, telling me if you bought a house in Grand Lake, you're moving?
I might.
To where?
I couldn't say with any confidence that I would stay in the same home.
Why not?
What if I need a bigger place? What if I want a smaller place? What if a nicer place opens?
And that's a whole process. You're lazy.
No, man!
You're gonna hit a point where it's like, yeah, I could do all that, but that's
then you can apply that to me leaving here. I wouldn't do that because I'm lazy.
No.
At some point, you gotta move.
Right. And I mean, that's what Britt said last night, too. She's like, it's the worst decision you've ever made because it's in Kansas.
What, here?
Buying a home.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Why would you? Well, I'd say that to you every show. Why are you still here? And here you are. Still here.
I love you too much, man.
No, you don't.
I need you to die so I can leave.
Well, it's coming, so. Start packing, dude. It's going to happen sooner rather than later. What's up, Loyal? Good to see you. You know, all I want to do is own a home and settle down. I don't know, man. I don't really want a house. Like,
I want a house.
Like, but.
I want a house with a decently sized backyard.
But here's the thing.
A pool.
If
a
you could
tub.
Get all that out of an apartment. Well, I guess I shouldn't call it an apartment. Like, I guess really the major difference between renting and owning. That's what it is. And I don't really care about owning. I guess personally, I don't really care. Owning, renting, it's the same thing to me.
Yeah, I was going to say one helps your credit more, but I mean, now you can literally apply like your apartment rent.
Right.
Paying
to your credit if you want. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just, I could rent a house, get everything that a house would provide.
But then also I have to maintain it.
Well, if you own it, you have to maintain it. See you later, Taylor.
Even if you rent it,
no, not always. Depends on your situation. A lot of rented houses have landlords that come and fix your crap.
Well, yeah, but I'm talking about like grass.
Yeah, lawns
Wait,
and stuff.
What?
Yeah,
wasn't that your dream? Did we talk about this like a couple shows ago?
What?
You wanted to just be on a riding lawnmower and just mowing lawns all
day? Dude, I love to mow lawns.
That's right. I was like, why is it so fucking hot in here?
Yeah, your fan's not on, dude. Yeah. Yeah, man, I would love to mow lawns. That's Only right. if a riding lawnmower, though. I don't want to push. All right, I have...
Yeah.
I have standards.
Fuck that.
I ain't gonna push.
Yeah. That stuff, man.
Yeah, dude. I love chopping grass, mm-hmm. dude. It's the same sensation as lighting something on fire. I feel like I'm destroying, and it makes me feel like a god, dude. Even though, you know, it's just grass and
it'll grow back.
Yeah, but you know when you hit a big patch of grass and your mower's like, and you're like you know, you ever feel that, man?
No.
You feel that power, dude?
I never
ripping
felt
that. Up that grass.
You are too
dude, I would
passionate
love that,
about grass, man.
Yeah, I love mowing grass, you know? I love it. I hate the heat, though. I do hate being outside in the heat.
Well, those are two contradictory things.
It is hard. I will give you that. It's hard to love something that you also hate, you know? It's like loving the taste of... It's like loving being drunk but hating alcohol. You know, that's what it's like. It's like, that doesn't make any sense, you know?
Yeah.
Can't have one without the other, but...
You can butt chug.
You know? I was trying to think of some way to refute that, but no, you're right. That is the way around that. So what I need to do is figure out the butt chug of mowing lawns, and then all my dreams will come true.
Big old fan, man.
What if I get one of those, like the boats they use in Florida in the Everglades? What do they call those?
Airboats?
Are they airboats?
I
thought that was the name, but that sounds really stupid.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever. Get one of those, but put mower on the bottom, wheels on it, and then put the fan in front.
Yeah.
And so it's just blasting me at all times while I'm mowing.
Or just get like a caged lawnmower with AC in it.
Ooh. Dude, can't you get tractors that have lawnmowering attachments?
Oh, yeah.
I feel like that wouldn't work at a size of a lawn that I could.
Probably not. But I mean, there's a miniature version of
it. Yeah, and in this fantasy world we live in, why not? I have a mansion, you know, on a golf course next to a lake.
Yeah, you could afford everything.
Yeah, dude. I mean, if I could afford a tractor with a lawnmower attached, I probably could afford a mansion on a lake and a golf course at the same time.
Well, that's pushing it.
Yeah, a lake golf course, you don't think?
Yeah, no, that's pushing it.
I don't know, man. I can mow a golf course.
And a golf course?
Yeah.
Like, on it. But you don't own the golf course,
like,
nor own
front
the lake.
Door, lake, back door, golf course.
Gotcha. Yeah, no, you're fine.
And then I'm going to mow the golf course because I love it so much with
that.
My tractor mower.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, dude. With AC.
They'll probably provide you the tractor.
Oh, I could. Yeah. Yeah, dude. Could
but
get paid
you gotta
to
be
live
like,
my dream,
yeah,
dude.
On your schedule. You don't want to be up at, you know.
Well, yeah, I think that's part of the. How about they provide me the tractor, but they don't pay me, and in return, I mow at my own schedule.
There you go.
But it's guaranteed to be mowed like once a week, you know?
There you go.
That way I don't have to wake up at 6 a.m. to go mow.
That's better.
Oh, dude, that's beautiful.
Even though that's about that's the time you want to mow.
Well, you can't really mow in the middle of tea time.
No.
You know, like people like teeing up at 2 p.m.
and
hold on, dude, this green's closed. I got to mow real quick.
Fuck them. Go around.
Just shoot around me, dude. Add an extra stroke. It'll be fine. No one will know. Yeah, it's genius, yeah. Mm. How did we get on that subject? Dude, we talk about the weirdest stuff.
We really do.
We really do.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. But that was a fun night.
I'm glad you had fun, man.
Decent amount.
You don't look like you're having fun, but I'm glad you had fun.
That's about the face you get of me having fun. Like,
how many beers
fun.
Deep are you right here? Because it's still daylight, so I'm going to guess 3.
I can't remember. Probably 4.
Okay.
4 or 5.
Okay. So, because this is pre-fireworks, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. How do you get together for these pictures?
Like somebody yells, hey. Or no, actually, they don't yell. They go to every single individual person and be like, you, this way.
Okay. So does that person who tells you, is it usually their idea to do the picture?
I
always feel really awkward. Like,
I think it was Madison's idea, and she was the one who told me and Britt to get up.
What if someone said no? Does that ever happen?
Yeah, there's a couple people in the back that aren't in the photo that are there
that don't want to be in the photo.
Right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, because like social situations, man, they're weird. Because I'm not ever.
Dude, and they also like this is the only one that apparently made it, but they took like 20
photos.
Yeah. I'm just sitting there. I'm like, God, let this be over.
It says, great day with great people is what the title of this photo says, man.
Yep.
That's good, dude. Did you like this?
I didn't.
Okay.
I don't like things.
Just in general, you don't like things?
Nah.
Hey, man, that's fine, dude. I ain't gonna judge.
Yeah, don't judge me, friend.
I ain't gonna judge you, pal.
Don't judge me, friend.
Okay. So, what'd you do Friday, man?
Watched every single Hellboy.
All three?
All three.
Okay, even the new one?
Even the new one.
Which one's the best?
Second one.
The Golden Army? Okay, man.
Second one's pretty good.
Which one's the second best?
First one.
Okay, so the third one's the worst. That's
third one's real bad.
Oh, is it bad?
It's pretty bad.
Oh, no. It's almost like we could have called that from the trailers.
Like,
I guess.
David Harbour, whatever his fucking name, he did a good job.
He's Hellboy,
I
right?
I think, yes. He looks better.
Okay.
The Hellboy in the newest one looks better than Ron Perlman's.
Okay.
But that's as far as the extent of my
praise. Is that the one with the fish person in it?
The Ron Perlman one.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Because he looks exactly like the other fish person in that fish movie that
Same actor.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think they might have just took the old costume and just added a couple things to it.
Why is he a fish?
I don't know.
Okay.
Well, okay, so in Hellboy, it's from the comics.
There's just a fish man.
There's a fish man. In Life of Water or whatever the fuck it was called.
Right, Shape of Water.
That one. Shape your body.
Yeah,
Shape
of Water.
Body.
Shape of Water.
Shape of you.
There is full-on fish sex in that movie. Ever watched it?
No.
There's a lot of nudity in that movie. The lead actress, surprisingly attractive, naked, constantly banging a fish.
Do you see, like, fish dick?
You don't.
I love fish dick.
You don't really? I don't remember. I don't think you do.
I think that would turn off its Oscar winner. I would probably be like, okay, he decided to put a dick in the movie. Let's not give him this.
I kind of remember there being something opening on him.
Probably. That's I mean, that's the one question I have about that movie is how does that physically work?
Well, they show it. So if you have questions, you could watch the film.
Yeah. I'll pass. Anywho.
Yeah.
So the newest, yeah. Hellboy, David Harbour, he did a good job. He was a sarcastic asshole like Hellboy is. It was pretty funny.
Okay.
And they had some funny moments.
Okay.
But it was probably the most gruesome film I've ever seen.
Really?
Ever. Like, full on. Like, it was bad CGI, but it was some of the stuff.
Why? Why was it so violent?
I don't know. Like, I just saw, like, they went as hard as they could. One, it was rated R.
Uh-huh.
Two, the Hellboy comics are pretty fucking gruesome, too.
Okay.
So they were like, we're going to do it justice and make all this shit fucking crazy. Like, people get their fucking jaws ripped off, their tongues ripped out of their bodies, split in two, like, about 10 times in the entire movie. There's this scene of this big, gigantic creature monster, like, I don't know, 7 stories high kind of monster, grab this dude, grab the top of his head, and just, like, pull his skin off like a condom.
Pass.
Dude, it was, I don't get real, like, urged about stuff like that. That shocked me.
Do you feel like they did that? Because it's the easiest way to point to it and be like, look, we're like the comics.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Like, you notice, like, in the MCU, hey, what's up, Tattoo? You notice, like, in the MCU, all of the comic references are, like, super subtle. You know?
Yeah.
Like, why they gotta be so brazen about it, man?
Because they were like, we're gonna do the gore, and it's gonna be
people,
gore.
I mean, there's some people out there that love violence, so,
also,
know.
The chick,
Mila Jovovich.
Yeah, that one.
Yes, the Resident Evil lady.
She plays, okay, so in this one, I don't know if you knew this or not, apparently, Hellboy is the descendant of King Arthur.
Okay. Like the round table guy.
Yeah, the round table guy with Excalibur
and
shit.
I thought he was from hell.
Yeah, so, according to legend, like, King Arthur's last living relative was a woman.
Okay.
Who then had sex with a demon.
Okay.
Who apparently turned into the devil. Was the devil. I don't know.
Okay.
Then the devil took her to hell.
Okay. And she birthed Hellboy?
She birthed Hellboy. And then some Nazis opened a portal and then brought him into the world back in, like, 1940.
Okay. You know, if you think of the Nazis had a technology to open portals and bring hell to Earth, you think they would have won?
Yeah.
You know, how does the comics explain that type of discrepancy?
What? You could say that about fucking Captain America, too.
Yeah.
They literally only lost because Captain America existed.
So they lost because Hellboy existed?
No, because this was a small faction. This wasn't the entire Nazi army, and this was like one of the
small. So just a small outlier figured out the technology
to bring
demons to Earth?
Well, I mean, if some fucking Russian dude comes up to you and is like, hey, I can open a portal into hell
and
bring back the spawn of Satan to rain doom.
And
over-
King Arthur.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't forget King Arthur.
And rain doom on the entire world.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think even Hitler was like, okay, son.
Yeah, okay, sure you can.
You go off to this little island.
Chamber over here, you know, yeah.
You go do that. I'm going to focus on other things. And, yeah.
But he still somehow found the money and the funding to open a portal to hell.
He still did it.
The spawn of Satan and King Arthur.
Yeah, so anyways, the Mila Kunovich or whatever. Mm-hmm. She is a witch.
Okay.
From King Arthur's time.
Okay.
Who is eternal.
Okay.
And can't die.
Okay.
Even if you chop her head off, can't die.
Okay.
So what King Arthur does is, yeah, cuts her head off.
Okay.
Chops her arms off.
Okay.
Chops her legs off. And then takes every single part, puts it in a box, and then spreads those parts across England to hide them.
Why couldn't you burn them?
She doesn't burn, man. I don't know.
Also, England, not that big.
Not that big. It really didn't take this big creature that long to get every single box and bring them back together.
It's like you could drive across the entire island in like a day, right?
Yeah, literally, there's a pig man.
Okay. So no fish in this movie. There's a pig.
There's a pig man, no fish.
Okay.
There's a jaguar man, too.
Oh, man cheetah, he's
in.
Yes.
Yes,
he
is.
I'm going to put spots on my body.
Yeah. So the pig man opens a box. And inside of it is just Mila Kunovich's head just being like, She comes back to life, man. She's just fucking head in a box.
Okay.
It was the most ridiculous thing ever. Like, that was good back in 1990.
How far into the movie were you when this happened?
Like, not far.
Like, first 15 minutes?
Probably.
Did you consider turning it off at that point?
Nah.
Too invested?
It was too weird to not watch.
Okay.
But then by the end, I definitely regretted watching it.
Right. But you made it through it.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Like, Hellboy looked really good. There was definitely some scenes like he's fighting these giants, three big old giants.
Looked cool.
It was really bad.
Oh.
This, like, tiny little man is holding a sword that's this big and chopping bits off of giants, man. It was fucking ridiculous. The physics were all off. All off. So, like, if I watch this movie, there is definitely... I'm watching Hobbs and Shaw. Like, there's no way.
Right.
If I can put up with that level of...
Right. Well, Hobbs and Shaw's at least going to be amazingly produced.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, the effects in Hobbs and Shaw are going to be great.
Dude, The Rock grabs a dude.
Yes, he does.
The Rock himself is propelled by a vehicle at like 40, 50 miles per hour.
Uh-huh.
And while that's happening, just grabs a dude, stopped. Uh-huh. So grabs a dude at 50 miles per hour, just grabs him. No, like, recoil, nothing.
Uh-huh.
He just stops, grabs his neck, just rams him into a wall going fucking 30, and then his arm's fine.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, you mentioned that last week,
He grabs a fucking moving missile and turns it around and throws it at a Jeep.
He does. He does. I'm trying to find this Reddit link. Some guy literally... I'm not going to be able to find it. I should have saved it. But some guy literally watched all the trailers and then arranged the plot.
Yeah.
And he basically said this is the entire plot of the movie from the trailers. Mm-hmm. And it made sense. So, I just...
Maybe the black guy, whatever his name is. What's his name?
Idris Elba, yeah.
That one.
I love him, dude.
Maybe
he's great.
He actually turns into Superman at the end.
You That'd be great, too. That? I'd be fine, man.
I'd be okay with that.
I'd be fine with Superman.
I'm Black Superman.
Yeah. He literally says that in the movie, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm Black Superman. Yeah. Yeah, he actually says that.
No, that's why I want him to turn into Black Superman.
I can't wait to watch that movie. It's going to be so great, dude. We got to sneak in beer.
Just go to AMC.
No, that's expensive.
Yeah.
We need to go. I don't want to spend too much money on Hobbs and Shaw.
Okay.
All right. So I feel like we just get like a 32-ounce like water bottle, pour in some beer. Every time they say Hobbs or Shaw, we drink.
Mm-hmm.
We just watch the movie, dude.
Sounds great.
It'd probably be the greatest movie of all time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. You want to talk about Spider-Man at all?
I mean, we can, certainly.
All right, chat, we're going to spoil Spider-Man, okay? So if you care at all about Spider-Man, you haven't seen it yet, sorry. We're going to spoil Spider-Man.
Yeah, like literally it came out basically 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, it's been 2 weeks, okay? You should have seen it. All right, it's all over the internet, by the way. There's not really that many twists and turns in this movie, okay?
None that you can not predict.
It's like, oh, Mysterio's a bad guy.
Oh no.
Like, if you knew the comics, you would have known that, okay? All right, so let's talk about it.
All right, man. It's great.
It was great.
Mm-hmm.
Better than the first Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Jake Gyllenhaal, great job.
Yep.
Loved... So the entire movie, the theme of the entire movie is he's the next Tony Stark.
Mm-hmm.
So Tony Stark gives him these glasses that basically let him control Tony Stark's technology infrastructure.
Yeah, he apparently has a satellite full of drones that can be shot from space. He has a lot of satellites that we have yet to learn about.
We'll
find out. There's Stark Tech
tattoo
in the rest.
Says Nerf Edith. Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what it's like. But the whole movie is literally him. Peter Parker is essentially being thrust into the shoes of Tony Stark against his will. And Mysterio asserts himself and says, I'll do it under the guise of a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then once he gets Edith, the glasses and the AI that controls the satellites and whatever else, he becomes the bad guy.
Yeah.
And there's some really sweet visual effects. Because basically they use the technology from Civil War that holographs
real life. No, that was the best turn. I was going to be like, how is this?
Right. I like how they turned
really
it back in.
Is he really going to be a magical dude from another dimension that just happens to be bad? Like, why didn't you predict that?
In the comics, he is a special effects artist from Hollywood. So the people who knew what Mysterio was, they figured it would be something like that, but they didn't know. Like, just saying, I do good special effects isn't really that great. So I also love that twist that they incorporated it right back in to the MCU. And they even have a couple people, like the guy from Iron Man 1 is in it. Like, that dude's had two jobs in Hollywood his entire life, Iron Man 1 and Spider-Man 2. Like, how does that happen, man? That's crazy to me. But the visual effects and all that stuff for the drones and stuff, super great, dude.
Oh, my God, dude. That whole bit where he first sicks it on him and like old suits and shit.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
Oh, and then when he jumps inside the illusion, that was really, like, it's on the drones. Like, that was super cool, too.
It was so well designed and thought out.
Yeah, it was. And I think the craziest thing is that when you watch the trailers, because we all knew Mysterio was going to be a bad guy. When we watched the trailers, we're like, how are they going to show, like, why is there a demon? How's this going to work? You know, and even when I was watching the movie and they're doing the fight in Venice and everything, I'm like, okay, if this is fake, why is it real?
Yeah.
You know, and then they kind of they explained it in a way that I feel is plausible. Like, if that technology existed today, which we've got a video in here later for, like, deep fakes and stuff, like, it kind of already does in a two-dimensional space, you know, where you could fabricate anything and it looks real life. Like, that could definitely happen.
Oh, yeah.
And so it felt more real as well, you know? So I thought that was cool, because Spider-Man's supposed to be like your hometown hero. So I thought they did a really good job, as Marvel always seems to do, of giving it this big, overarching, grandiose plan. He's the next Tony Stark, but also somehow keeping it grounded enough that you kind of still relate to Peter Parker in some way. Also, it's the only movie about teenagers where I feel like they're teenagers.
Do a really good job with that.
They do a really good job.
Well,
and like,
I mean, honestly, they better.
Right.
They've done this twice already.
Right.
And you've seen what worked and what has not worked.
Like, it makes it, like, I know that the old Spider-Mans, the one with Tobey Maguire, are good movies. But, like, you look at that and I just go, that's dopey Tobey Maguire.
Yeah.
Like, I don't go, that's Peter Parker. I go, that's Tobey Maguire acting like a dope.
Yeah.
You know, and Tom Holland doesn't make it. He feels like an awkward teenager.
Yeah, he's not a dope. He's just awkward.
He's awkward, which a lot of us are.
Which, I mean, yeah. And Spider-Man's not a dope. Peter Parker's not a dope. He's awkward as shit.
Right.
But he's not a dope. The man's smart as shit.
They made him into
I never got Tobey Maguire could solve relativity, you know, by himself.
Right.
Like, no fucking way.
Yeah, he was a nerd. You know, he's the guy. No one wants to talk to him because he's weird. That's not the way this Spider-Man is, and it makes, I don't know, it feels more real, dude.
Yeah. No, I
also
agree.
The opening of that movie with the PowerPoint presentation, with the candles with the Getty images and the low-res JPEG of Vision and the Comic Sans.
Dude, it was so
It's one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life,
man. The
dude.
Blip, man.
The blip, dude. You know, it's such a good movie. But I called that he was a Skrull about three-fourths the way through the movie. I called it. I knew. I was like, he was acting different.
Britt said he was a bigger dick.
He was, and he was more assertive. And then when I first started being like, okay, something's up here, when they mentioned Captain Marvel and he goes, don't speak her name or whatever. I'm like, why would Fury say something like that?
And well, also, why would Mendelsohn say something like that, though?
Well, we don't know. But it's I didn't really think Skrull at that point. I'm just like, that's weird, you know? Because I'm just looking for how is Mysterio bad at this point, not what's wrong with Sam Jackson. I'm just like, how is Sam Jackson buying into all this Mysterio's BS here? And so then I started noticing that he was kind of speaking more slow and methodical, like the Skrull guy does, a little more paced.
That's crazy.
And I kind of noticed that, and then when they said Kree sleeper cells, I was like, they're Skrulls, dude. They're Skrulls, dude. And then they were Skrulls.
I didn't see that coming at all.
I was in there flexing, man.
I did not
I was in there flexing. Do you think Maria Hill Skrull the whole time?
No.
I think she might have been a Skrull the whole time.
Why?
Here's why. One, she just appears out of nowhere at the Pegasus facility in Avengers 1. That's the first time you ever see her.
Yep.
Two, she's not in space with Sam Jackson at the end of the movie.
Oh.
Yeah. 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 Mm. Like, I definitely think that Nick Fury was only a Skrull in this movie. I think he's been Nick Fury the entire time in MCU.
You're right.
Except for this movie. But I think Maria Hill might have been the Skrull liaison to Earth the entire time of her existence.
I could get behind that. Yeah, I mean that.
I mean, there's nothing to say otherwise.
No. So what is the whole thing with him being in space at the end?
I have no idea, dude. I don't know if that's setting up Phase 4 in space, like with Skrulls doing stuff and Captain Marvel doing stuff, or
Sword.
Oh, is that like another Shield?
The space version of Shield, yeah.
Okay.
So that's a theory going.
I guess maybe he's just on vacation.
Or, yeah, I don't know. I mean, obviously, he's not a captor there, right?
No, he certainly didn't look like it. Okay. I mean, he walked out and said, back to work, everybody. So, that's if anything, right. He's in charge.
Okay.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, dude. They left it pretty wide open.
Did you think anything about the fact that he's laying in front of a beach, kind of like Tahiti?
No. I think that's just a beach, personally. But it could be, but I don't think that they care about the TV shows.
No.
That's why I don't believe in it, because I don't believe the TV shows matter to these people, so.
Why would they?
Right.
Especially that one.
I mean, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is the best one.
That's the worst
one. Of all the TV. Have you ever watched a single episode?
Mm-hmm.
Past the first season? You should watch.
Nope, fuck it.
I mean, that's fine.
It looks horrible. It looks horrendous.
There's a couple things in the MCU. The Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is the only show that they have mentioned in the MCU besides Agent Carter.
What?
Well, in Civil War, the thing that they used to cut through the ground in the cars, you know, to escape,
mm-hmm.
that's tech from that fits it from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. made.
Fancy.
There's something else too, but I don't remember what it is.
It's fine. I believe you.
But it's always stuff that's really small,
yeah.
Like that. That could almost be Easter eggs if you didn't pay really close attention.
Why didn't they just throw Daredevil and...
Well, Netflix owns the rights to Daredevil until the end of next year.
They should have just been like, we're going to throw him in Avengers in just the background, little tiny spot. We'll give you $1 million. Here you go.
I don't know, man. They should have. I've seen so many like mock-ups of Spider-Man standing in the law offices of Daredevil,
really?
Like looking for a lawyer after his identity was revealed at the end of the movie.
That's funny.
I've seen like people want that so bad, dude. What about J. Jonah Jameson coming back, dude?
That was the best fucking thing. I cracked up laughing,
dude. I can't believe, and he's InfoWars,
yeah.
Which is they literally put him on Alex Jones' set.
Yeah, man. It's
perfect.
It was perfect. And it was great.
Do you think Mysterio's actually dead, man?
I literally, me and Britt were watching YouTube stuff right before the show, and it was about that. And I was like, did he die? I can't remember.
He died. Because remember, he asked Edith if this is real, and she goes, all illusions have stopped. And his dead body's there.
I doubt it.
You don't think he's actually dead?
I doubt it.
I mean, I don't think he would be dead either. I'm really, you know, my only complaint really about Marvel is that they kill off the good villain so often.
Yeah.
Like, why do they do that?
I don't know.
There are so many good villains that just die.
Yeah. This whole Infinity Saga, whatever.
Right.
I mean, I kind of get it, because there's the one overarching bad guy, which is Thanos.
Right.
And so I guess they don't want to put too much pressure on.
Well, who are the bad guys? We got first movie, Iron Man 1, it's Obadiah.
Bad.
Dead.
Yep.
Right? Okay, then Hulk. I don't even remember who the bad guy is in that. Oh, it's the Abomination.
Abomination, yeah. I don't think he's dead.
I don't think he's dead either.
Mm-mm.
Okay, then what? Thor? Iron Man 2 was next, actually, I think. So Iron Man 2.
He's dead.
Mickey Rourke, dead.
Thor was...
Loki.
Oh, yeah, he's dead.
Was it Loki?
Yeah, it was Loki. It was the Ice Giants, but it was Loki.
Okay. So he's dead. Yeah. I mean, he is now, but he's also not.
He's also not.
Yeah, he's also not.
He's
Captain
also
America.
A TV show.
Right, first Avenger.
Red Skull. Dead.
Not dead, but still. He actually, it's shocking he came back.
Yeah, basically dead.
Avengers,
Loki. Dead, not dead.
What came? Iron Man 3, Killian, dead.
Dead.
Thor 2 was next, I think.
Elf guy, dead.
Yeah, Dark elf guy, dead.
Dead.
Yeah.
Yet again, also Loki, though.
Yeah, but he also died in that movie. Mm-hmm. What else?
Guardians.
He's dead, right?
Yeah,
the big blue Kree guy, he dead.
Yep,
I mean, like,
no.
that's a great villain. A villain. Like, why is he dead, you know? And actually, while we're on Guardians 2, they kill his dad. He was a great villain.
Eh, he wasn't that great.
I mean, he was kind of cool.
Nah.
Okay.
How they kill a fucking planet, though?
Dude, I don't know. But he's dead. You know, they killed them all. Doctor Strange. Caecilius.
Dead.
Dead. Like, mega dead. Like, maybe mega the deadest dead. Of all
yeah,
of them.
Yeah, probably. He's just on repeat. Dead. Just forever.
Yeah, he dead. Black Panther, Killmonger, dead. But I hear that rumors that he's coming back in the sequel somehow. I don't really understand that.
Maybe he ain't dead.
Okay. Robert Redford's character, dead.
Civil War,
he dead. Avengers 2, Ultron, dead.
Is
Ulysses Claw, dead.
Is he, though?
He is. Ulysses Claw, dead.
What other ones are we missing?
What are we missing? Captain Marvel guy lived. Jude Law. He lived.
The Falcon, Spider-Man, not dead.
That's true. They did leave him.
Also, the Scorpion, I believe, was
yeah, he's
guy.
In the
he's
after, he's
dead.
In the end credits scene, yeah. That's a great point.
So they're definitely doing Sinister Six now.
They've got it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are they allowed to do it? That's what I don't know about Spider-Man, though, is that this is technically, I think, the last Spider-Man they're allowed to make.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they can make Spider-Man in the MCU anytime they want, as long as it's not a standalone Spider-Man movie. So he could show up at any point in Avengers
heard,
or Thor
no,
4 or
well,
whatever.
This video I watched, I don't know if they have any idea what they're talking about. Typically they're right, but they said that they have him like contract, like they have Tom Holland
right.
on contract for like 5 movies.
Right.
Like 3 in high school, 1 in college, and then more.
Right, but Sony, as far as I know, Sony has not said you guys can make more Spider-Man movies.
They will.
I think they will too, but
definitely.
They haven't yet.
Definitely.
I don't know, man. I just don't understand who can and who can't be in the movies.
I don't know. Like, I feel like maybe that's why Marvel just hasn't bought it back. Is so they want to maintain that relationship so they can use the other ones.
At this point, they can just buy Sony. Right?
No.
They could.
No way.
I mean, financially, they
Sony
could.
Sony is too big.
No, I mean Sony Films.
Okay.
Sony Pictures.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, Disney, they could buy Sony if they wanted to. You don't think so?
No, it's too big,
you
man.
You think so?
Dude, appliances?
Let's look it up.
You kidding me?
Let's just look it. Let's see. What's the market cap of Sony? Sony.
I mean, stock price isn't actually that bad.
Let's see, Sony. Where's our market cap, dude? Well, it's in yen. How am I supposed to know? Okay, it's 3.7 trillion yen. I don't know how many dollars that is. Really? It just doesn't tell me? Okay. 3.7 Okay, that's 3,700. That's, is that million? Okay, that's 3,700,000. That's 3,700,000,000. That's 3 trillion. Okay, so that is 1, 2, 3. 34 billion, right? What? Yeah, 1,000,000,000. Yeah, $34 billion. Is Sony's total equity. Okay, let's look up Disney, dude. Disney. Oh, it's probably Walt Disney Company is actually probably what it's called. Did I close that? Did I close it?
Yeah.
My big fat hand?
Big fat hand, man.
How's that possible?
Dude, your hand's fat.
Okay.
I don't know.
The Walt Disney Company. Here we go. total equity, $52 billion. So they could.
They could not. So they could. Close.
That's 20, to $20 billion extra. That ain't close.
But that's like chump change.
I'm not. I'm just saying they could.
No, they couldn't.
They could.
Because that total equity is not like free assets.
I don't know how business works. You don't either.
No.
If one number's bigger than
the other. They
definitely
could not buy all of Sony.
They could. They could buy all their stock.
No.
They could just buy it. They could.
Well, I mean, at that stock price, yeah, it was only 55 bucks.
Yeah. How much is Disney's stock price, dude?
I don't know, like $1,000 a share?
$1,000? You think it's that high? It's 150.
No. Yeah. That's not bad. Well, like, what's Google's? I thought Google's was really high.
Well, yeah, but, like, tech is so different.
Yeah.
Google's 1,000. It's 10 times more than Disney. That doesn't make any sense, does it?
It's just got to be less shares, right? Like, Google has less shares than Disney does? That's
how do you
the
tell?
Price is, I don't know.
Market cap for Google is $794 billion. Market cap for Disney is $260 billion. So Google is four times bigger than Disney. That's actually nuts to think about.
That's scary. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's scary. Dude, fuck that.
Because when I think mega corporation, I don't think Google. I mean, I know that they are one. Like, I know that, but like...
That's not the one you go to first.
Right. Like, when I think of, like, who's absorbing Earth, I go Disney is. Yeah. You know, but it's actually Google.
Yeah. How about Apple?
They're going to be even bigger.
No.
934. Jesus. 935 billion.
It's right there, man. Let me just click it.
Microsoft is 1.6 trillion.
So Microsoft is the one, then?
Who's a big oil company?
Halliburton.
Halliburton? Halliburton's only $20 billion. Their stock is only $23. Disney's is 100. Microsoft's 138. Apple's is 203. Google's is 1,145. Who makes these up, dude? This doesn't make any sense.
I don't know how stocks work, man.
I don't either. What's Amazon? Amazon's is $990 billion. They're bigger than Apple? Dude, I don't understand how anything works.
I don't either, man.
I mean, this is like when we talk about space, but it's business. Okay? If Apple sold everything they owned,
mm-hmm.
they would make less money than if Disney sold everything they owned. Right? Like, if Apple's like, here's iCloud... Here's Apple TV, here's Apple Music, here's the Mac computer line, the iPhone line, the iPad line. That wouldn't be worth as much as all of Disney's stuff, right?
I don't know.
I mean, what do you think is worth more, the Mac computer line or Marvel?
Probably the Mac. Man.
You think so?
Yeah. Because movie tickets are, you know, like 10, 15 bucks.
Dude, I don't understand.
Or max thousands of dollars.
Maybe what it comes down to is, does it really matter?
No.
Because it's all rich people.
Oh, yeah, man. Mm. Yeah, it's crazy. That's too much to think about.
I wonder why, like Britt said, Disney has plenty of money to buy Spider-Man back. Why can't they? They clearly can't, right? Otherwise, they would have.
I don't think so. I think right now they're like, this is a good contract that we've set up.
Let's see. Wait, this says that Apple's going to purchase Sony. This is right here. Variety has gotten with this week, made some predictions for what's going to happen at Hollywood in 2019. Variety claims that Apple is eager to catch up with Netflix and Amazon's success, and they're going to buy Sony Pictures to get them in the industry quickly. They say the considerable price of buying the studio would be a rounding error for a company worth $1 trillion. That's Apple. is we get Apple control of some juicy IP not controlled by Disney, including Jumanji, Men in Black, Breaking Bad, and theoretically at least Spider-Man, although some new evidence seemed to poise to be that last one being in question. Apparently, there is a clause in the contract relating to Spider-Man IP that says if Sony were to be sold, the rights would revert back to Marvel. However, there's a matter of production and distribution rights, which are an entirely separate thing. Dude, that's so confusing. They said the situation where it could be where the production rights for Spidey end up back at Marvel, but they still have to put out any movies under the Apple Movies banner.
Dude, what movie has the Apple Movies
banner? No one! That's why they're saying they want to buy Sony, dude!
That's crazy.
Business is a whole poof. I mean, it just sounds like a mess, dude.
Yeah. Yes, it does.
Says, producer Amy Pascal, who at the time was the head of Sony Pictures, was able to strike an unprecedented deal with Kevin Feige to share the character of Spider-Man. After lengthy discussions, they agreed to move ahead with a new reboot, although this time things would be different. Spider-Man Homecoming is still financed and distributed by Sony Pictures, i.e. they pay for 100% of it, and Sony gets the box office, but Marvel Studios produced the film and served as the creative lead. That means Feige and Marvel Studios' brain trust picked the director and cast, craft the film's tones and style, and they made sure to bring something fresh and new to the character that audiences are already very familiar with. So Sony makes all the money for Spider-Man, but Marvel makes it for them. So Marvel, in turn, gets to use Tom Holland in a set number of MCU movies, 5 in total, plus this Homecoming and its sequel. It means the Spider-Man Homecoming takes place, say, blah, blah, blah. While Marvel Studios doesn't get any box office, they do still get the merchandising rights to Spider-Man, and thus if Homecoming's success, they'll no doubt extend to the toys. The current complicated deal was struck between Marvel, Sony, and Disney, and as a present only for Spider-Man Homecoming, its sequel, Civil War, and 2 Avengers movies. If all goes well, they'll come back to the table and renegotiate to keep this going. Or it's possible that Sony says, we'll take it from here, and Peter Parker disappears from the MCU altogether. Dude, that's nuts.
Yeah, that's too complicated.
So Sony has the likes of Peter Parker. Why can't he have a cameo in Venom? Because if Tom Holland shows up, even for a split second, in Venom, by association, that immediately means that Venom has to exist in its Marvel Cinematic Universe, and because Kevin Feige and Marvel Studios run a very tight ship, develop their movies for years for pulling the trigger, there's no way Feige and company are going to let a film they've had no input on at all just all of a sudden become canon in the MCU.
Very good decision. Britt wants to rewatch Venom. I'm like, fuck that shit.
Dude, even my son watched Venom and said, that wasn't very good.
It wasn't. It tried to be half horror movie, half comedy.
Yeah. I mean, that's the problem with a lot of these non-Marvel movies is they just try to be everything. Mm-hmm. Or they're DC and they just try to be dark. You know? It would be so weird if Spider-Man just whooshed out of the MCU. I know, like, they have to be confident, right?
Yeah.
Like, they wouldn't have made...
They wouldn't have made him the next Iron Man.
Right, if he wasn't going to be around.
No way.
He just... The movie just starts with him being assassinated, you know, because of his identity being revealed.
That fucks shit up.
It's weird. I mean, they had to be confident. You know, like... I feel like they wouldn't have even brought him in the first place if they weren't going to be confident about him sticking around.
Mm-hmm.
Because
or at
they
least, yeah, don't, not made him a bigger,
right?
Bigger,
because
bigger
they,
or as big,
they could have left him the same size as he was in Homecoming in the sequel. Like they got their mileage out of him in Endgame and Infinity War,
yeah,
and Civil War and Homecoming, and they could have just been like, okay, thanks for serving the Avengers. Tony Stark's dead now. Be neighborhood Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. And he fights neighborhood bad guys. And instead, they doubled down. They're like, no, he's Iron Man now. He's flying around on jets with Happy, and he's. He's got control of Stark Industries, satellites, and like they did that. They didn't
There's
have
no way to
do
to
that.
Not do that.
So if he just went away, like that wouldn't make sense. Especially knowing that Kevin Feige could have made this movie like a small scale movie, and then leaned into X-Men and the Fantastic Four, which he now owns. So the fact that he leaned into Spider-Man means he's got to be confident, right?
Yeah.
Because it'll break the MCU. Like if he just disappears.
Yeah. Definitely.
That wouldn't make any sense.
Mm-mm.
So weird, dude. So weird. Well, we don't know what's happening next to the MCU. They haven't announced any movies or anything. It's, I mean, we know Black Widow's being made. We know Angelina Jolie is going to be the lead in an Eternals movie. We know they're making some movie about some martial artist. But they've never officially announced any of these movies.
That's weird.
So, like, San Diego Comic-Con or the D23 thing will be where they announce it. It's got to be. Because there's no other place to do it. Apparently, there's going to be MCU announcements this week or next week at Comic-Con. Yeah, Tattoo, yeah. I'm so excited about it.
Well, yeah. It's like... like, Avengers just broke the world with its amount of money. Like, and you're just going to start, like, slowing down?
It's weird. I walked out of the theater, and I'm like, I don't know what's next. You know, like, my family usually turns to me and asks, I go, okay, what's happening next? You know, and I used to be like, okay, well, Captain Marvel's coming. And then she's going to help in Endgame when Thanos comes back, you know, or... you know, everyone says the Guardians of the Galaxy are going to do this, you know, and here's the Infinity Stone. There's none of that now. It's like, who knows, dude? It could be anything.
I have no idea.
It's weird.
Do you think they're just, hello, like, acid. Fibbing?
What, like, do you mean?
Because we don't need a fucking martial arts movie.
I don't know. They could be. I came on this show and said I think Black Widow's fake, but there's so many set photos of it now, it definitely isn't, but like... like, I thought that maybe they were just to throw... it's like throwing Hulk in the Infinity War trailers. It's all smoke and mirrors to make you think she wasn't going to die in Endgame. You know what I mean? But she did, and they're still making her movie.
Yep.
Dude, I don't know. It's super weird, man. It's so hard to keep track of everything that's going on. Okay, man, what do you want to talk about? You want to talk about Hasbro rebooting the Power Rangers?
Again?
Do you want to talk about this deep fake where they replaced... Jack Nicholson in The Shining with Jim Carrey? Or do you want to talk about everyone going to Area 51 in September?
Let's do the Jim Carrey thing.
Okay. So this is a deep fake, okay, which is apparently a thing. Have you heard of deep fakes before, man?
Yes.
Okay. Can you explain to me what a deep fake is? Because my basic understanding is they take a real person and put them into something that they weren't actually there for.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks real.
It's two different programs. One's an AI and one's like a compositing software.
Okay.
The deep fake, it's an algorithm, so it's an AI program that you just feed images to.
Okay.
And so we'll watch this thing. Actually, one of my channels I watched just did a deep fake of Keanu Reeves.
Okay.
And they explain how they do it and shit like that, kind of. But anywho, so yeah, you just feed it source material. So they just took interviews and movies and everything of Keanu Reeves and just baked in images for 2 weeks.
And the software scans that stuff.
Scans everything. Your eyes, the lids, the skin, how it moves when you smile.
All the mannerisms
all that
and everything.
Thing. And then, yeah, basically... you take all that information, you plug it into a face swap application to where it then tracks eyes, mouth, nose, and stuff like that. And then it can read, it reads, the deep fake software reads the facial structures of the images from the scene that you're going to put it on and then matches that picture to this picture it found of basically the same thing. So then it spits out this like little tiny image of just the face doing... what you want it to do, and then you take that face swap app and match it on.
Right. Right. That's crazy to me. Hey, Casual Rocket, how you guys do it? You know, I usually hear about, like I think the thing when I first heard about it, it was about privacy violations for, like, actors and actresses because now they could take Emma Watson and put her in a porn.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, what does that mean for her rights? Because... It's a little different than having, like, a JPEG with her face photoshopped on.
Right.
Like, this is so convincing that it looks real, and it's almost identity theft because of how convincing it is.
Right.
And, like, the moral implications of that. So this is an example of it. They took The Shining, which I've never seen, and they replaced Jack Nicholson with Jim Carrey. And, like, it's pretty insane. I'm going to skip, like, 15 seconds in here so we can actually see his face. But, like, it's pretty nuts.
Oh,
Like, that's Jim Carrey.
Well, and it's just so crazy, too, because I don't know how it handles shadows. Because, like, all the images that I saw them feed into the thing, like, they're dark lit, they're, like, toned, you know? They're the
right.
in color correction of movies.
Right.
So how does it determine that and match just to a standard skin color or something?
No.
Or match the lighting?
I'm assuming Jack Nicholson's voice is going to come out of Jim Carrey's mouth.
I mean, yes, I would assume.
Get a lot written today?
Yes.
Hey, weather forecast said it's going to snow tonight.
That's a scary looking lady, by the way.
Yeah.
What do you want me to do about it?
I mean, that's Jim Carrey. It's freaking weird, dude.
Come on, hon. Don't be so grouchy.
I'm not being grouchy. I just want to finish my work.
It's weird, dude.
Okay.
It's kind of, yeah.
It looks a little unnatural, but I don't know. It's the uncanny valley. Like, you don't know if it looks unnatural because you know it's not real.
Right.
And so your brain is looking for flaws. Like, if I show this to a guy in Africa who had never seen Jim Carrey or Jack Nicholson,
and it will then take me time.
Would he be like, that's not really that man's face?
See, you can kind of see it there, where his arm goes in front of his face.
And it will then, whenever you come in here and interrupt concentration, you're distracting
no.
me. And it will then,
right there.
Yeah.
Take me time.
Yeah, where his eye, I saw it, yeah. But still, like, this isn't created by hand. This is a soft piece of software doing this.
And we're going to make a new rule. Whenever I'm in here, you hear me typing. Don't hear me typing.
That's pretty good, though.
It is.
In here when I'm in here, that means that I am working.
Especially considering the fact that this is a full 360 of his head.
Yeah.
Like, it's every angle of it, every expression of it.
No, you feed the AI every single image you can, from sides, facial expressions, everything. And yeah, you literally just let it bake. He said he spent $250 alone on the electricity to run the computer for how long he needed to bake the images in. The more you give it, the better the result you're going to get.
I'll tell you one thing. This does make me want to watch The Shining, because that was a gorgeous scene.
Yeah.
There's a reason, I guess, Kubrick is renowned for being amazing.
No, click right over there. All right, actually search Corridor Digital.
Corridor Digital. Right there, dude. I'm good. I mean, casual?
Right there, top one.
Keanu Reeves, stop the robbery.
Okay. Dude, oh my god, is that Keanu Reeves?
Okay, what?
So
why are they using Destiny imagery in...
I don't know, that's their design
style,
man.
That's just the SIVA logo right there, man.
Dude, oh my god, is that Keanu Reeves? Dude, that's
full
Keanu
screen,
Reeves.
Buddy.
And so this is fake.
Yeah.
You need to get his autograph.
No, I'm way too embarrassed.
So, like, they fed into the thing. Like, cell phone footage, handheld, you know, it's a little easier to pull off. Like, you don't need incredible details.
Mr. Reeves? What can I do for you guys?
Keanu, right? Is it cool if I maybe get your autograph?
So, to be clear, what they've... And I think this kind of is what I was talking about with the porn stuff. Like, this is a setup... This entire thing's scripted. They have a guy who is playing Keanu.
Yep.
And they're going to replace his face with Keanu's face.
Yep.
So now it looks like Keanu is actually in this video.
Yep.
Even though he had no knowledge of this video, no participation in this video, sees no dollars from this video.
Yep.
But everyone's clicking this video because Keanu Reeves is in it, even though Keanu Reeves isn't actually in this video.
Yep.
It's weird, dude.
The honor. Yes.
I got a picture.
He just carries around a picture of Neo with him.
All right.
Dude, thank you so much.
What's your name?
I'm called Sam.
Hey, don't touch it! Bro, he's got a gun. Dude, look.
You don't put all the money in the bag.
Shit, the guy's robbing the place. Dude, we need to get the fuck out of here. Go.
Get back!
Get
back! Hey, back up!
Whoa.
Back up!
Chill. It's chill.
I think what's crazy about this to me is that this is filmed on like a DSLR.
I hate to
And so I could see like the
like
lensing.
Struggling.
And I feel like that would make it harder for them to replace faces.
Come on, hurry up!
And it's shaky.
Look,
and
whatever's in the register, I'll triple. And then I'll match that to a charity of your choice. He's so nice.
God.
You would do that?
So, like, I watched this whole video, and I've known that they've been messing around with deepfakes for a hot second. And so I'm like, this isn't real.
Right.
But then you go to, like... This
and cut. Nice work, everybody. Thank you.
Keanu, thank you so much for taking time.
Like, that looks fucking perfect.
You were out with us
man.
For one day. It was awesome.
Yeah, it looks like he's there.
Yeah.
It does. You're breathtaking. Yeah.
Listen, I put together a very special playlist for everyone to check out of Corridor Film videos. You just have to make sure you subscribe and then hit the bell button to get all the notifications.
That's actually nuts.
For all the awesome things.
Because, yeah, you're right. Like, I think that goes to what I was saying about Jim Carrey. If we didn't know it was Jack Nicholson, we probably would. But that, like, we don't know what that guy actually looks like. So to me, I just see Keanu Reeves. You know what I mean, dude? Casual just says I hate the internet.
Shut up.
What's happening, man? What's the problem?
I'm finding the other one.
Look at that.
We had a potential brand integration with Tom Cruise. Like, we were going to go...
Got my finger on.
Yeah, I mean, we'd love you to just help us any way you can with that.
Well, tell me about Dobie. Is Dobie causing you trouble still?
That's weird, dude.
How do you know about Dobie?
I follow everything. I mean, got my finger on the pulse, you know? I'm in the zeitgeist.
You follow us?
Oh, I follow you, yeah. I know everything about you.
Wait, are you seeing...
It looks a little flat.
Right, I rung the bell.
Like, just a little bit. It does look like it's layered.
I'm having the time of my life.
You like know, a mask.
Well, this is their first...
Don't forget that.
Right.
...try at it.
But the fact that it's...
You see the eyes, like, they twitch every once in a while?
Yes, and I heard you want...
And then, like, side profiles really don't do well.
Well, you know, can you untuck it while I'm here? Because it's making me a little uncomfortable.
Sure, yeah, I'm sorry.
Just right now, thank you.
Before it's just a fun thing.
I know, but it's past. It's in the past, and I live in the moment, you know?
Yeah.
But then also, totally, they top it off with hiring Tom Cruise in person.
Right. Show me where all the magic happens.
Come on, yeah. Okay.
So you get the voice, too.
I love a water.
Yeah, for sure.
And maybe
to me,
if you couldn't already tell, this is not the real Tom Cruise. It's actually a deepfake. And here's how I made it.
Like, if you didn't know, right? Like,
I actually have some slight adrenaline going.
I don't know if anyone who wasn't kind of in the business would really notice. Like, if this was just on TV.
Yeah.
Oh! It worked, but it's still.
It doesn't look that great.
Two words. Do you want to say them, Nico?
Deepfakes.
Wait, so it's...
President Trump is a total and complete Find them. Show me your leadership capability. You gotta get out of here.
It's weird, dude.
It's basically training a computer based on pattern and image recognition to understand the structure of a human face. And one of the byproducts of this is that you can accurately replicate someone else's face onto another person's face. Now, this gave me an idea. No. I want to put Tom Cruise.
When I see that. I'm like with casual. Tom I'm like, Cruise. No. How do we delete the internet, you know?
Impersonator. Back to normal Nico. Someone that can act like Tom Cruise. Someone that looks like Tom Cruise. Someone that sounds like Tom Cruise. Would it be indistinguishable from the real thing? Does this mean that you can put any movie star you
Tom
want?
Tom Cruise is very orange.
These deepfakes end up working. That's some pretty
dude,
big
he is tan.
Like, I think that's part of it. Like, I wonder if he wouldn't look so orange if...
And if it doesn't look good...
Yeah,
if
they could have color corrected it a little
But that's what he looks like, though! He's orange!
Yo, what's up?
But the guy that they got wasn't that orange.
Yeah, I mean, kind of funny. Literally just over this weekend, Justin Bieber tweeted that he wants to take Tom Cruise.
Or you can see this one. They tried to fix the worst CGI scene.
Oh, I actually watched this before the show and it didn't look good enough. I didn't care.
For the worst visual.
I clicked to the end and it looked better, but it still didn't look great. So I was like, pass.
Well, I mean, the face looks so much better.
It does, but it still looks fake.
Yeah.
The Rock Super CG. What we have now, I definitely think, is an improvement.
Well, that was a fun day spent.
Did they deep fake this? Did you watch this video? So that's what they did here, is they deep faked it. And so that's probably... I'm actually glad that I didn't put it in here, because honestly, that's some great backstory. Like, probably the reason it doesn't look great is because they're deep faking it onto something that already didn't look great.
Right.
Where all the other stuff they're doing is on a real person.
Yeah. Like, the face looked so much better, but... Yeah, there's still the horribly CGI Scorpion
I mean,
Man.
If you think about it, you could get to a point where you could hire someone to do a performance and then put George Clooney's face on him instead, and then George Clooney doesn't have to go to work.
Yeah.
You know, or like, you know how they did like, Acid just talked about it. So he thinks how they're going to do digital resurrection. Like, there was that very famous scene in The Sopranos where Tony Soprano's mother died. Mm-hmm. And this was like in the early 2000s. Oh, right. And yeah, so they basically used past footage to recreate a final episode for her. Mm-hmm. This does exactly that.
Yeah.
I mean, they could literally be like, here's Marlon Brando in a new movie. Because mm-hmm. all these actors who have tons of roles, like Sam L. Jackson can be Nick Fury for the next 1 million years now.
Right. Well, yeah, because, I mean, you saw, I've seen ones, somebody redid the opening scene to Justice League and fixed Henry Cavill's face.
Right.
And then they redid Carrie Fisher in Rogue One with deep fakes of her, and it looked a lot better. It gave it a little bit more soul in her face compared to the
CGI.
So
why isn't Hollywood using this
shit? I don't know. I don't have a fucking clue. I mean, you would think.
Well, it's weird because, like, you look at, like, Captain Marvel, I think, is probably the best example. Sam L. Jackson looks 20 years younger in that movie.
Yeah.
And at no point did I ever look at him and go, that doesn't
I mean, that's probably it, yeah.
Real. And the Winklevoss twins in Social Network, one of those guys is fake at all times. Mm-hmm. And that looks real the entire time. So they have ways of doing it.
I just don't think, yeah, I think the Henry Cavill one was rushed. They just didn't care.
Okay.
They had to get it out in time.
Right, I agree with you there.
Rogue One, I thought they were like...
Maybe they did try to deepfake it, enough. And that's just what the technology was 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Because you think about, I mean, when did Rogue One come out? 2 years ago, right? So they were probably doing the VFX 3 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that could be it.
Yeah.
It's freaking weird, though.
Yeah,
it is. Because it does bring up that moral question of, if Keanu's not actually in that, but he's the reason people click it.
I bet you they get some sort of like legal notice or something. You would have to think. Or
I don't
know if they're just small enough to where it doesn't. Because, I mean, that Boston Dynamics video
did. Is it illegal?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I would assume, right? Especially in California.
Like, if someone.
You can't record somebody without their.
If someone had made that Shining thing. But they had done it using old technology.
Mm-hmm.
Rotoed it, composited it by hand, frame by frame.
Yeah.
Everyone would look at it and be like, that's cool. It's an art project.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like this stuff is so well done and quote-unquote easy because there's no manual labor really involved. Like, the sourcing requires manual labor.
Yeah.
But other than that, once you build a database of Jim Carrey, you have Jim Carrey mm-hmm. for everything in Infinium. You know, like,
yeah.
That doesn't feel like art project to me. That feels like identity theft. And the Keanu Reeves one especially, because it's a fictional situation where they hired an actor to impersonate him, and then they put Keanu Reeves on there, and it looks almost real. And 1 year from now, it will be real, and who knows what you'll see. Like, what's to stop some guy, some Trump impersonator from standing at a podium and reading something, and then they deepfake Trump onto him, and boom, we got fake presidential news.
Yeah.
Or Kim Jong-un threatens war, and Donald Trump sees it and goes, this is real, you know? Like, I mean, honestly, like...
I think they have technology that can read an image like that, and then
undeepfake
it? Yeah. They can, well, I don't know, undeep, but they could tell.
I mean, the CIA could, right?
Yeah, I think that's a thing, but still, like, I mean, the internet's the internet.
The internet's the internet. People don't think climate change is real, dude. Like,
yeah.
It's nuts. Like, it's kind of scary, but it also feels innocent, but at the same time, it's like, I don't know, dude.
Did you hear they're redoing Sonic?
Yeah, and they're releasing it in, like, March now or something, so they have more time to do it, dude.
It's fucking stupid.
It is. It's really dumb. Are you going pee right
I'm
now?
I'm gonna, yeah.
Are you...
I love you.
You didn't used to do this. How many beers have you had?
Two.
That's not that many. That is two beers not worth it to pee. That's worth it. You know, I should be grateful at least this time it wasn't in the middle of a conversation. He at least waited for us to finish a thought, because I think last time I was literally in the middle of a sentence and he just stands up and leaves. So I guess I should be semi-happy. That's what I'm saying, acid. Two 12-ounce beers, he's got to pee. It's pathetic. How you guys doing today, by the way? Let's point it. We always do this when Colby goes pee. Okay, we gotta... He's taking a very long time, chat.
think about it. I never think about it.
Gotta get the Colby Pecan, man. I gotta do the Dr. Disrespect treatment up in here, man. It's important.
Dude, I had so much water this morning.
Oh, yeah?
I needed to.
Whoa, did you drink the water this morning?
Well, and last night.
Okay, I was gonna say, yeah. You're supposed to drink it while you're drinking beer.
Speaking of which.
Yeah.
I need some water.
What do you want me to do about that? You want me to go get you a glass of water?
Sure.
All right.
It's gonna take me a while, though, or sink's broke.
Oh, nope, never mind. Yeah, stay here, bro. No. I can't do the show alone. Why do you let the content suffer like this? This is all on you. You decide this. How is your sink broken? That's the question I want to know. God. Does anybody have, like, connections at Modelo to tell them to stop putting this foil shit on the fucking beer? Because, Jesus Christ, it's annoying. There's, like, little tiny spots that I just can't get the fuck off, and I know they're gonna go into my mouth.
Here you go, man.
Are you the worst person ever?
What? You want what? Something bigger?
No, this is fine. Sit down.
I think you want something bigger.
Is this actually water?
Yeah, it's water. That's what you asked for.
Yeah, this is fine.
You want a bigger glass?
No, sit down.
You sure?
Mm-hmm.
I think you want a bigger glass. I'll get you a bigger glass, dude. Don't worry about it. I'll get you something bigger.
God, you're the fucking worst. You guys see, he gave me a fucking shot. Give me a shot of water. And you give this guy money. You give a terrorist money. Just fucking hell. Can't believe it. If anyone is undeserving of money for his entertainment, that motherfucker. Hurry the fuck up.
Here you go, man. Here's a little bigger one. Is that better?
Sit the fuck down.
Oh, that's not big
enough. Sit your fucking ass down, friend.
It's not big enough.
I will kill you.
I'll get you something bigger. I'll get you something bigger.
I'm gonna kill you.
I'm scared.
You guys, I could have done that for like 4 or 5 more glasses, dude. Why'd he ruin such a great bit, you know? Why? He didn't even drink it. It's disrespectful. I just showed this camera, by the way. He didn't even drink it. Such disrespect, man.
You're the worst.
Oh, by the way, I got a pee now. So.
How many more sizes of water glasses do you have?
Three?
Nah.
Did you turn off the mics?
No.
So they just heard everything twice?
Well, I didn't know I needed to do that.
That's why you shouldn't be in charge, man. You should have just hosted it.
Fix your BRB screen, man.
Yeah, I would have went from this glass to that glass, and then I have a small espresso coffee cup that I could have given you. That would have been next. And then I have a small little stadium cup that I would have used, and then I would have used a regular size stadium cup. And then I have, like, I could have done, like, a 32-ounce cup like this, and then I would have done, like, a 45-ounce cup, and then I would have been out. It would have been a hilarious bit. You should have just let the whole thing play out, dude.
I think that played out long enough.
Oh, I don't think so. I think it could have played out at least another 10 minutes. You know, what are we going to talk about?
I don't know, man. Let's talk about this Area 51 thing.
Okay, what do you want to say about it?
It's dumb.
That's exactly right.
Do you think people are going to get shot? Definitely, right?
No.
No?
I don't think so. I don't think they're going to get close.
How?
Like, okay, do we know how Area 51 works?
Yeah, there's a...
Like, how do you...
There's a range, I believe. Of
right, like, there's going to be a huge fence, right? With barbed wire.
Also, it won't happen.
Possibly electrified. It's gonna happen.
It's not gonna happen.
It's not gonna happen at the scale that people are making the jokes, but there's going to be idiots that show up.
Yeah.
100% there will be people that show up.
Nowhere near 100,000 idiots.
No, maybe 20. But there'll still be idiots that show up.
Yeah. And so they can contain them.
Right, that's what I mean. So what are they gonna do, show up to the gate? You know, and...
just be like, let us in.
And then the cops are gonna be like, or the army is gonna be like, no. You know, the last guy, I looked it up, the last guy to get into Area 51 unauthorized was in February, and he was shot and killed. I don't think they mess around at Area 51. What are they doing there, by the way?
What the fuck did Britt just upload?
She put something in Discord? I didn't even know Britt could do it. Did Britt upload a meme?
The what?
I hit the intro.
You got it, man.
It's all good, man.
That's a good meme, babe.
Well, time travel, what do you do? I get ready to run into Area 51. Oh, the Area 51 massacre this year. The what? Yeah. I mean, yeah, right?
I mean, you're definitely just going to get shot.
They're going to get shot.
Mm-hmm.
What are they doing at Area 51, though, really?
Aliens, bruh.
Like, what are they doing there? It's not aliens. What are they doing there?
Aliens, bro.
It ain't aliens, dude. It's what are aliens. They doing there? You think the Area 51 has a Wikipedia page?
Maybe.
Area 51. Here we go, man.
Talk about fake news, though.
Area 51, more commonly, or the United States Air Force facility, commonly known as Area 51, is a highly classified remote detachment of Edwards Air Force Base within the Nevada Test and Training Range. According to the Central Intelligence Agency, the correct names for the facilities are Homey Airport and Groom Lake, though the name Area 51 was used in a CIA document from the Vietnam War. The facility has also been referred to as Dreamland and Paradise Ranch, among other nicknames. That's United States Air Force Public Relations referred to the facility as an operating location near Groom Dry Lake. The special use airspace around the field is referred to as restricted area. The base's primary purpose is publicly unknown. However, based on historical evidence, it most likely supports development and testing of experimental aircrafts and weapon systems, black projects. The intense security surrounding the base has made a frequent subject of conspiracy theories and central component to the unidentified flying object folklore. Although the base has never been declared a secret base, all research and occurrences in Area 51 are top secret / secretive compartmentalized information. On June 25th, 2013, following the Freedom of Information Act file request in 2005, the CIA publicly acknowledged the existence of the base for the first time, declassifying documents dealing the history and purpose of Area 51. That's kind of weird, dude.
Dude, aliens, bro.
They didn't even mention it until 2013? That's kind of weird, right?
What?
They didn't even officially mention it until 2013.
Officially mention what?
Area 51 meant that it existed. Okay. So yeah, they look like planes.
Well, it's definitely aliens.
Like stealth planes and stuff.
Yeah, but it's definitely aliens. Because why would they not announce it even though it's been announced like everywhere? The internet existed, like we knew about it, like it was a thing.
The perimeter of the base is marked out by orange posts and patrolled by guards in white pickup trucks and camouflage fatigues. The guards are popularly referred to as camo dudes by enthusiasts. The guards will not answer questions about their employers. However, according to the New York Daily News, there are indications they are employed through a contractor such as ACOM. What's ACOM, dude?
A defense
are we going
agency.
Down like a creepy rabbit hole? ACOM has approximately 87,000 employees. They're on the New York Stock Exchange. Dude, this is shady, dude, right? Like, it doesn't even say what it does.
Yeah, if they are shooting unauthorized personnel, they ain't just building planes.
It says industry is professional services. What does that even
dude,
mean?
Assassin.
What does that even mean, dude?
This is the line of assassins from Assassin's
it
Creed.
It says services
turned into.
Is architectural engineering, building design, construction management.
Total assets is $3.996 billion.
Yeah. No, its total assets are $14 billion. Its total equity is $4 billion. Its revenue is $18 billion. Their services are architectural engineering, building design, and construction management, but they man the soldiers patrolling the Area 51?
Yeah. If our stream
this
goes
is why
down...
this is why conspiracy theories exist,
oh,
right?
Oh, absolutely.
This is why.
And it's just like, aren't we in a time where we could just be like, here's the shit. Like,
how does this stuff not get leaked?
How do they
have 87,000 employees?
Don't know. If they're shooting people on site, they shoot people who leave.
Probably,
yeah,
right?
Man.
Hey, Swim, what's up, man?
Absolutely. That's,
ACOM.
Why, that's why fucking Edward Snowden's in Russia right now.
Yeah, you're
man.
Right, dude.
He'd go to jail, but no, he'd get a bullet in the fucking
like,
head.
It's like when they drive off the road.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. ACOM traces its origins to Kentucky-based Ashland Oil and Refining Company, which in turn grew out of the Swiss Drilling Company, founded in Oklahoma. He gained control of some 200,000 acres and formed Swiss Oil Company in Lexington. In 1924, Miles launched a refining operation called the Ashland Refining Company, headed by Paul Blazer. Parent company struggled. I mean, all this talks about is how they're making, is their construction. 2000, ACOM acquired Metcalf and Eddy, a water and watershed engineering firm in Massachusetts. September, it acquired a Canadian company, UMA Engineering. They went public in May 2007 with an initial public offering. They acquired the Services Group, Inc., a provider of consulting services to the U.S. Agent for the International Development and other multilateral donor organizations. In 2008, they completed its purchase of EarthTech, a consulting engineering firm. In July 14, 2010, they announced the acquisition of Tishman Construction, the leading provider of construction management in the U.S. and the United Arab Emirates.
Dude, we need way more than 200,000 people.
In July 13, 2014, ACOM announced the acquisition of the URS Corporation, an engineering, construction, and technical services firm for the U.S. In July 10, 2014, they acquired Ace International Consultants, a Madrid-based provider of consulting services. In July of 2014, it acquired Hunt Construction Group. Like, all of these sounds like fake places, dude.
Dude, it's all a shell
this
company.
Is like, what?
All a shell company, man. Did you see that meme where it was like 200,000 people storm Area 51, they can't stop all of us?
Yeah, that's what they're saying, right?
Well, and then it was a dude with a fucking, like, minigun, and he's like, guy who can shoot 3,000 rounds per minute. He's
yeah.
like, haha, try.
I mean, they could definitely stop all of you.
Oh, yeah.
Could definitely stop all of you.
Oh, yeah. But I'm saying we need more than 200,000. We need the entire U.S. population to be like, look, I'm tired of the government hiding shit. Let's go.
I mean, I kind of...
Revolution!
Okay, so let's just say... Okay, let's do this. Let's be half unrealistic. Let's say there's no aliens there.
Okay.
But let's say they're not just building planes.
Okay.
Do we want to know what's in there?
Yeah.
Is it better if we don't?
No.
Think of all the people
mm-hmm.
in the world.
Yeah.
Is it good that they all know?
Yeah.
Why?
Because we needed to know.
Why do we need to know?
Because life is unfulfilling without knowledge.
Would you read that on a Cracker Jack box? Dude, what is that?
I pulled that out of my ass. Probably did come from a fortune cookie, but I can't really remember. It just came to me, all right?
All right, man. But it's a good saying. I don't know. I just feel like there's a reason it's all protected. Because, like, if there's one thing I know, okay, our old friend Matthew was in the military. And that taught me something about our military. It's not as good as we think. Because if he's allowed in, they should let
Dude,
a golden retriever
in. Rear guard.
Yeah, they literally made him mop up oil spills. And I get that the military needs people to do that.
Yeah.
But during boot camp, he drank bleach out of his canteen because he didn't fully clean it. And they're like, that's okay, you still pass.
Yeah.
That's not okay.
That's the perfect person to mop up oil spills. It is, however, not the best person to be on SEAL Team 6 taking out Bin Laden, okay? That's why he wasn't there.
I mean, you're right.
Everyone needs the tiny little grunts that are horrible at
everything. What about this? What about the fact that I got into his 1993 Ford Escort and he drove me onto the Air Force base here in Wichita?
Anybody can go into the base.
That's what I'm saying. So if they let anyone go into the bases.
If you have clearance.
And Aaron, I have clearance.
He did.
Did he?
Yeah.
He's the oil spill man.
He did. My grandpa is retired and he can still get onto the base. That's where my grandma buys a lot of stuff.
Okay. Point is, if you could do that, if you can get dumb old 18-year-old Seth onto a military base, okay, to look at liquor, that's duty free, which is the only reason we went.
Okay? That's duty free?
Yeah, you don't have to pay taxes or whatever. I don't really. Yeah. If that can happen.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, you can't even look at Area 51. We're not even going to acknowledge it until 2013. Maybe we should leave it alone.
I'm saying let's know. Why not know, man?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm scared.
You're scared?
I think, okay,
first
of all.
What's the knowledge going to do? Bite you?
I don't know, man. Maybe it will. Maybe I'll know too much.
And do what?
They'll take me out, dude.
They'll take you out?
They'll take me out, dude.
They won't take you out because if you know, everyone knows.
Look at this, man. Okay, I was reading the history of Colorado the other day, and apparently back in like 1980 or something, there was this guy in Granby, Colorado, which is where Chris and I, one of the places we were looking to move, okay, who put his got a bulldozer. He worked at construction. He got a bulldozer, and he outfitted it in bulletproof plating and concrete, put cameras on the outside of it so he could see, and encased them in 3-inch bulletproof glass so you couldn't shoot them, installed fans so it would blow the dust off things, okay, so it couldn't get covered up at all, and then drove through the courthouse, the mayor's house, the widow of the former mayor's house, and then he got stuck in a hardware store at some guy that he didn't like, and it's a rampage of a bulldozer. Just drove through these places, and they couldn't stop him.
Mm-hmm.
Because bullets would bounce off. They couldn't shoot his camera. They couldn't get it. The only reason they stopped him is because he got stuck in the hardware store. And then he committed suicide. And that's how the rampage ended. But they said that because they couldn't stop him, if he wouldn't have gotten stuck, they would have called the National Guard, got an Apache helicopter to shoot a Tomahawk missile at it.
Yeah.
I don't know why that surprised me, that the governor can just be like, yo, can we get a Tomahawk missile out here to
Absolutely.
Blow up this kind of bulldozer?
Yeah, man.
Like why are
That's the point of the military is to be on call for when shit like that happens.
I get it. Like, it makes sense. Like, when I hear it, I go, yeah, no duh. But I don't feel like these people who are thinking I'm going to Naruto run at Area 51 think about the fact that literally Arnold Schwarzenegger could have called in a real-life Apache helicopter to shoot a Scud missile at you if he wanted to. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think they think about that.
Oh, they definitely
Like, they gotta think, like, Trump's like, I guess we probably should take some action against this. And it's not just some guy on a golf course like, all right, shoot a missile. Which is actually what happens.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just some dude. What's our governor's name?
It's a lady.
What's her name?
I don't know.
Exactly. Well, she could shoot an Apache missile at us if she wanted to.
Yeah, if we were terrorizing people.
Yeah, but she could!
Yeah.
Yeah! And it's, I'm not scared of it. I'm just saying, maybe leave Area 51 alone.
No. Well, okay, I'm not going to be one of the 200,000
no,
that storm it.
It's probably good.
So, that's fine by me. If there are brave folk out there that want to try it, by all means.
I mean, Acid said it earlier. Like, if you're stupid enough to run at Area 51, you probably shouldn't pass your genes
yeah.
on. It's natural selection, yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
But I'm not going to deny the fact that I want to know what the fuck's in there.
Oh, I want to know what's in there, too. But I think it's probably better that we don't.
It's probably better.
Yeah. I would be great at keeping CIA secrets, just for the record. Like, I would like to state this to the CIA who's watching right now. Like, if you need someone to make morally gray choices and be okay with living with it, I'm your dude. All right, just let me. If you need someone to drive off the road, I'll hit that button. All right?
You'll kill people,
there's
man.
There's too many people.
Yeah, agreed.
All right? There's too many people. I can hit that button, I can go to sleep the next day. Okay?
Dude, my car is connected to the internet. You can take me in.
I wouldn't take out my friend Colby. I like him. It's got to be people I don't like, but the good news is, I don't like most people. So, there's a very small list of people that I won't drive off the road.
Yeah.
You know, or hit with a drone.
It's perfect.
You know?
But what if I hack the NSA and then you gotta do some business? You gotta take me out.
What I would probably do, if I'm gonna be 100% honest, I would, and this, you know, I'm thinking of this kind of as my CIA interview, because they're definitely watching now,
okay?
Okay,
right, yes.
What I would do is I would convince my superior officer, I don't know if you call him that in the CIA, I don't think you do, like your department head, whatever, you know, that you would be better off alive, but I will ruin your life. Okay. I would destroy your credit, leak nudes, inject you with herpes. Like, I'd do a whole bunch of stuff that would just make your life miserable.
Okay.
But I would make it so you could still live. Like, you would go to commit suicide and your gun would jam. You know, or you'd go to hang yourself and the noose would snap. You're not allowed to escape.
How do you hack
dude,
rope,
you know, that's man. What Area 51's there for,
how do you
man.
Hack rope?
That's how Area 51 exists, okay? That's the technology that's in there. I know it. Okay, so you'll be, and I'll make sure that you have a steady income, but not a lot. Like, this car you bought, last car you ever get. Need to get your oil changed? Well, I guess you can't eat this week. It's that type of thing. Okay?
Like what?
Like, you'll want it.
20 bucks a week?
No, more than that. Like, well, let's do a Twitch salary. Let's do that. That's pretty awful. Okay, we'll do that one. And you'll just live off that. And then, that's what we'd do to you. And that way you get to live.
I don't want to live that way, though.
Don't get on the NSA's watch list,
no,
okay?
Just kill me, man. Take
no,
me out.
I can't do that to you. I like you too much.
Well, then give me another agent.
I don't want to live in a world without Colby.
Oh,
okay?
That's so sweet and so horrible at the same time.
Yeah, I mean, during this, I'm hanging out with you and I'm sympathizing with your problems. You know, I'm like, oh, man, that sucks, dude. You can come over here and eat if you need some. If you need to eat with us, man. All we got's ramen. But, you know.
I could do ramen.
You know, you got to get your oil changed so you can get to your job. Mm-hmm. You know, but it's. The check machine broke this week, so he didn't get paid until 4 days later.
Well, yeah, also, I don't have a job anymore because my nudes are online. I have herpes. I'm a demon.
Oh, no, I'll make sure you have a job.
Oh, okay.
It'll just be at your previous employer.
Oh, perfect. Perfect.
So, yeah, that's what I would do to you. But other people that I don't know, button push dead. You know, it's fine. Mm-hmm. You know?
Well, great to know.
Yeah, man.
Great to know.
Yeah, so I would just like the CIA to know that if they need that, I'm fine with it. I can keep great secrets.
I don't
secrets.
Think they're okay with that.
What do you mean? I'm sure they're fine with it.
You have a Twitch stream to the internet.
Yeah, but they don't. But that's my point, is that I could, like, I, for all you know, I could be in the CIA right now. That's how good I am.
No.
What if all the things I just said are in a confidential memo that's in my junk drawer in the kitchen right now?
Well, then you have broken your solemn vow of not talking about anything because you just talked about it.
Or have I?
Shut up. No, you win with your dumbness. Okay, next topic.
You win with your dumbness.
Yeah, you won. What's Hasbro doing?
They're rebooting.
Why?
Power Rangers.
Why?
I don't know. I never saw the original Power Rangers.
Didn't it go splendidly the last time they
My
did
mom
this?
Never let me watch Power Rangers growing up. So when this movie came out, I had no interest in seeing it. But they said the cast of the 2017 film will not be returning for any future installments. The news was confirmed by Dacre.
I can't. Where are you? Where?
Right here. This name. D-A-C-R-E.
Dacre Montgomery.
Okay, that's Montgomery. That one's easy to read. It's the first one that's hard.
Dacre.
Okay, Dacre Montgomery, star of Stranger Things, who portrayed the film's Red Ranger. Montgomery confirmed at a Reddit AMA that the Hasbro has elected to not bring back the cast of the 2017 film. I think there is a Power Rangers movie in the works, but it's not with me and the cast. So yes, another Power Rangers movie take place, but not with us. Hasbro, the towing company, owns the Power Rangers plan to reboot the film franchise with Paramount at a later date. They say the Power Rangers movie pulling positive word of mouth. The film ultimately failed to impress critics or produce significant box office earnings, pulling in a measly $140 million at the global box office. So it was a failure, I guess. It was a hit with the fans, but a failure with the money.
It was a hit with the fans?
Yeah, that's what they said. A cinema score, dude. That's what the article... I've never seen it. It's like Acid said, my mom was like, green, pink, red, blue, Satan, Power Rangers. That's how it worked. I was not allowed to watch Power Rangers. Mom said they use magic, and magic is of the devil.
I really never watched it either, just because it looked dumb.
I wasn't allowed to watch anything with magic in it until I was 12 years old. And my church, and I got to give my mom credit for this, okay, because my mom was flexing at this point, okay? They banned Harry Potter at my church,
mm-hmm.
okay, because there's witchcraft in it.
Correct.
You know? And my mom's like, all right, they're banning Lord of the Rings, they're banning Harry Potter, they're banning all these things. I'm going to go watch one of them and see if they're really that bad. And then so she took me to go see Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone in the theater. We walked out of there like that movie was the teats. Ever since then, she's been like, magic cool, dude, pray Satan, you know?
Like, I just don't get...
You are one.
Sure.
I mean, you grew up one.
I did.
Yeah. So did I.
Yeah, no, I don't get them.
So did I, man.
I don't get the hardcore ones, man.
I mean, I get them, 100%. I don't get them, but I get them.
That makes no sense.
Like, I understand who they are and how they operate. I don't understand why they choose to be who they are, why they operate the way they do.
No one can understand that.
Well, they can. It's the people in that group.
No one
can. They could all understand. I could understand it.
No,
what I should say
it.
Is I could be able to explain their understanding of it.
No.
Yeah, I could easily.
No.
It's easy, dude.
They just sound like crazy people.
Well, they are crazy people.
So then, yeah, you can't understand crazy.
They think the world is 6,000 years old.
Yeah, no,
I'm fairly
not.
Certain my parents still get mad if someone says the Earth is, like, if this rock is 3 billion years old. Like, I tried to compromise with my parents once. Because, like, you know, they were, like, talking, like, we were in the mountains once, and they're like, this mountain is 50 billion years old, formed by the colliding of Pangaea, you know, or whatever. I'm like, whatever. That's bull, dude. They didn't do that. And I'm like, why? Like, why can't we come to a happy medium here where God created this all 6,000 years ago, because that's what they think. It was created 6,000 years.
Uh-huh.
Okay. The Earth is no longer 6,000 years old. But when it was created, he created old rock. Why can't we just do that? You know? Like, why can't he do that, you know? Like, he's like, this rock I made is already 50 million years old. Like, why couldn't he have done that, you know? And they're like, because then that's giving some leeway to this, to the I don't
scientific
even,
Satanists?
It sounds so funny to be like, to the scientists, but that's what they're doing, you know? It's like, how dare we give science the time it deserves, you know?
That's funny.
I mean, they don't believe in evolution, you know. God created us. It's like, why couldn't have God created monkeys and then we evolved? You know, why couldn't have God created evolution? Because he didn't! It would have said it in the Bible! Right next to that part where they're saying, like, whip your slave until he is almost dead, but don't actually kill him, because then that's illegal. Right there. Leviticus. My favorite book of the Bible, by the way. That's the one that says women have to sleep outside if they're on their period because they're unclean. We should go back to that, dude.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
Sharia law is so bad, but
that's not Sharia law.
Oh, I know.
Don't
but
bring
Catholic,
that up. All right, that's not Christian.
Catholics, it's great. It's perfect. Old Testament.
Best well, the Old ever. Testament we ignore until it's, you know.
Isn't the Old Testament the one that says the Earth is 6,000
yes.
years old?
Yes,
then
it
why
is.
Don't you fucking ignore that?
Well, because that one's true. You know, it's like you can. You also aren't supposed to wear like polyester.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but that one you don't. Pay attention to because times change and evolve.
Yeah, times change, but right. The Earth is 6,000 years old.
Yeah, because that's a fact. That doesn't change. If it
gay
was 6,000 years then.
Can't have sex with gay people, but polyester's okay.
Yeah, that one's harder to explain. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, that one's a little harder to explain. Like I said, I could see the reasoning for like the 6,000 years because if it was a fact then it's a fact now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and cultural mores change for the whole polyester thing, you know. The whole gay thing, you can't. That one's hard because, like, so that's not a fact. That's a social mores as well. And so, if you're like, it's okay to change polyester, and it's okay to be gay, but that one doesn't really work. I mean, it does for some Christians. Like, I think the Methodists are okay with it now. You know,
what gays?
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure the Catholic religion said that the gays don't go to hell.
Well, that's progress. Where do they go? Oh, yeah, Catholics have purgatory. I forget about that. That's something that's Baptist. We didn't have purgatory.
Ah, gotcha.
Yeah, purgatory was evil. Yeah. If we watched The Passion of the Christ in our church, and they edited out the parts that were only in the Catholic Bible. Because, you know, what's his name? Mel Gibson. Big
right.
Catholic.
Yeah.
So, like, there's a part in that movie where, like, the crow pecks out the guy's eye.
Mm-hmm.
That's only in the Catholic version of the Bible. It's not in the new. It's not in the King James version of the Bible. And so our video didn't have that part in it. Because that part isn't actually in it. And I'm like, you know Jim Caviezel isn't in it either, right? Like, maybe edit him out. You know? Maybe the Count of Monte Cristo shouldn't just be walking through, you know, Nazareth.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
It's great.
I'm still waiting for the sequel, dude.
What would the title be? Passion of the Christ what?
The Passion of the Christ 2, Electric Boogaloo. Of course that's what it would be. What else would it be?
The Electric Boogaloo.
What else would it be, man? Acid gave us a link that I'm probably not going to watch but more than 3 seconds of. Let's see. Season 5, Songs of Olden Time, she says, skip to a minute 5.
Music has been used for centuries to tell the story of deities for some of the oldest written verses known to man, such as...
That woman's having her period. That woman's having her period. I believe that woman is having her period. Banish her to the woods.
Well, let's not go crazy. The woods, just put her outside the tent. Just right outside the tent. It's fine, you know?
Banish her to the woods.
Just right outside the tent. It's okay to be in the tent.
Yeah, man, women.
Just not in your bed.
Women and, you know, all those Christian women, they really... Really taking it on the chin in that there Bible there.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, my mom really believes that she should be subservient to my dad. Like, she really believes that. Like, if my dad says, no, we're going to do it this way, and that's final, she believes by Christianity she has to say yes, or she's breaking God's law. Well, like, if Chris comes up to me and says, any back talking, like, I got the pimp hand, dude. You know, I kept that one.
You kept that
one. I kept that one, all right?
Wow.
But it's weird because my mom has changed as she's watched her children grow up. And, like,
As people do, yeah.
Like, I would say that she's still very Christian, but she is, she would probably be... The equivalent of a far lefter of the Christian community. Like, she kind of thinks women should have a say, you know, which isn't really feminist because it's not nearly a say enough for those people. But in that group, it's pretty progressive. It's
gotcha.
So it's like, I don't know how to explain that. You know?
No, I get you.
There's some like, college class will be taught on that, but like in her tribe, she's kind of an outlier because her views are so radical.
Right.
But in reality, she's still a Puritan. You know? Asa, you gotta tell Trevor get that pimp hand out, okay? Subservient to your husband. What's that Bible verse? Let's look it up. It's important to teach the women.
Yeah, man.
How to be a submissive wife, right here, dude. From Paired Life. Oh, this is about sex. Oh, this is like dominatrix stuff. This is not what I expect. Here we go.
Oh, man.
Here we go. Ephesians 5, 22-33. Wives, submit yourselves to your husbands as you do the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of church, his body, of which he is the Savior. Now, as the church submit to Christ, so also wives...
Oh, man, it just gets me rock hard! Hey, man, thanks for the sub, Kane. Woo! You almost killed Seth.
I was reading a Bible verse, Kane. How dare you interrupt us with your generosity?
Yeah, man, you know the Bible's just written by dudes who didn't like women, right?
Now, as the church submits to Christ, so also...
Didn't
should
like women,
should submit to their
like
husbands
gays.
In everything. Like, I want to highlight this especially for Acid Cat. Wives should submit to their husbands in everything. Everything. And this is the New Testament, too. This isn't even the polyester part.
So what's the husbands love your wife?
We don't need to read that part.
I want
to
know what
that part's
one says,
not
though.
Important, okay? Because that's...
Just as Christ loved the church, he gave himself up for her to make her holy.
Yeah, cleansing her by washing her with water through the word and present her to himself as a radiant church without stain or wrinkle or any other blemish, but holy and blameless. The same way as husbands ought to love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. So it's kind of a good thought.
After all, no one hated their own body, but they feed and care for their body. Just
listen, Ephesians, I hate my
for
body,
we,
okay?
Are members of his holy body. For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh. This is a profound mystery, but I am talking about Christ and the church. However, each one of you also must love his wife as he loves himself, and the wife must respect her husband.
Like, this is how I know the Bible isn't for millennials. So, yeah.
No, the Bible's just saying husbands don't kill your fucking wife.
Yes.
Wives do everything
for
your husband.
Well, it's also, it's saying wives should do everything that your husband asks, and husbands should make sure that your wife doesn't get arrested for buying you drugs or something. Mm. She's supposed to be blameless. Mm-hmm. But it also implies that wives can't do any of that themselves. It's mm-hmm. your responsibility to make sure that she can.
Right.
So.
Yep.
You know, it's... My livestock is supposed to do whatever I say, but I'm supposed to make sure my livestock doesn't get eaten by wolves. It's that thing,
yeah,
but it's with
livestock.
Women instead.
Yep, yeah. Women, right. Yeah. Yep, women and livestock.
Yeah,
right.
That's how it is, okay.
That's so. In the Bible.
So, yeah. I really think we should read more of the Bible on the show, especially
Dude,
when you burp alcohol burps
I'm
in the middle
so
of it.
So down, I can do that all day. I can do that all day.
Oh, my God, dude. But this is how I know the Bible ain't for millennials. Raise your hand if you... It says right here. It says, each of you must love his wife as he loves himself. All right? Raise your hand if you hate yourself. Yeah. Okay? Do you like Brit more than you like yourself?
Yeah.
You're breaking God's law, dude. Good job. Good job, dude. Yeah, man. It's tough. It's tough.
Yeah, but that's your religion there, bro.
Yeah, but how do I, like... Well, this is in your Bible, too, Sonny. All right? This is in the Catholic Bible.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just saying, man.
Sure.
Dude, like, it actually, like, all jokes aside, it really does blow my mind that 50 years ago people read this and lived by it. Seriously.
Yeah.
Like, they literally woke up and go, okay, I guess my wife has got to be subservient to me today. And I better love myself so I can love my wife more.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
That hurts my brain, honestly. It really does. Did Colby get a new vape? He did. Keep up, acid. We talked about that on Thursday. Where were you? Oh, yeah, playing Overwatch with my wife who didn't get my sleeping pills. That's right.
She's subservient, man.
She's not subservient. Yeah. What's that word you said? There's about 8 B's in there where there shouldn't have been, dude.
Unsubservient.
Show's over. Get out. All right, so that's it. Show's over. We did it, man. We did 2 shows in a row. This is the first time since like early June.
That's fine.
All right, well, we're going to get out of here. I'm going to, and you can write this down, chat. Make a Colby Plays Games poll this week.
You don't have to.
For Colby Plays Games. Really, which we do on Thursday after our hour-long episode at 8 p.m. Eastern. 2 a.m. Central European, okay? I'm going to do Colby Plays Games. I don't know what the 2 games are going to be. I know one of them is going to be Cooking Simulator. Let's do Cooking Simulator and Crash Team Racing. 2 games Colby will hate more than life itself. He had like a month-long break. All right, when was the last time you played a game?
It was Spider-Man.
Okay, so Spider-Man doesn't count because you liked that one. You chose it. Castle Crashers, I feel like I hated that more than you.
Yep.
Spyro 3. That was May 23rd.
That was horrible.
So 2 months has passed since the last time you played a game you hated. So you're due.
It's been a good 2 months.
You're due, man. You're due. So we're going to do that. That'll be Thursday night when we're back here, 8 p.m. Eastern, 2 a.m. Central European for our next show. All the links and everything are at SethColby.com. Of course, all the social media were Seth Colby, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. All the audio versions are on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify. And if you want to watch the VODs, they're all at SethColby.com as well. We appreciate you hanging out, listening for the new sub, Kane. Thank you very much for that. Appreciate y'all. Have a good weekend. We'll see y'all on Thursday.
Bye, y'all.
Bye-bye, everybody. Bye-bye.